Okay, first I want your full name.
David E. Drew.
How do you spell the middle name?
E-D-R-E-W.
Okay, is that a old family name or something?
Old family name.
From whose side of the family?
From my mother's side of the family. They're, I have a twin brother whose middle name is Cromer, and my grandfather's name was E. Drew Cromer. And they're like, from Florida, farmer, Southern Baptist type.
Okay. I'll get to them in a second, because I want to hear more about their family line. What's your address? Okay. And you were born in Nashville?
Right.
Okay. And you're how old?
26.
And you'll be 27 in 2 days, right?
No, I'll be 26 in 2 days.
Okay. And what exactly is your occupation?
I am a real estate agent. I have a real estate agent's license, although I've never sold anything. I'm a property manager, which I manage a bunch of property. I'm basically, my father built houses, and then he started building office buildings, and then he started building apartment buildings, and I'm sort of taking over.
Is he a real estate agent too?
Well, he's an agent, but that's how he started, was selling houses, and then he started building houses, and then he started building apartments and offices. So we do have a real estate firm, but it's been inactive. I mean, we don't pursue listings. If someone said, would you sell my house for me, and then someone else said, I want to buy that house, I would probably use my agent's license to get a commission, but otherwise I wouldn't bother with it because that's really not what I do.
What exactly do you do?
I guess I could say being groomed to take over the business.
Okay, taking over Dad's business.
Right.
But right now you're working as a resident manager?
Well, no, not entirely. This is just, I just happen to manage this apartment because we own it.
Oh, okay.
You see, it's not, I don't work just to manage this apartment. I mean, I manage other apartments. I am a rental agent for office space. I do all of the research work whenever we're working up a deal, you know, because I'm very familiar. Well, going to school so long, I know how to dig into records in the courthouse.
Yeah.
So, which is in itself pretty much of an art. And I manage people, you know, our maintenance crews. Something gets broken, I get it fixed. If we have construction to do, I take the bids on that. In fact, we're taking over an office building or two office buildings that were halfway built, and the guy went broke, and it was funded out of Atlanta from an Atlanta bank, and CNS, and they needed somebody to sort of pull their ox out of the ditch, so they called on my father. So me and him are going to finish up the building, which has just been sort of sitting there for a year, half built.
Okay. What religion were you raised in?
Jewish.
But you had Baptist grandparents.
Right. Well, my mother was Baptist, and then she converted when she was 30 and married my father, or 31, and he was 30.
And I take it your father's Jewish.
Right.
Okay. which kind of Jewish? Conservative?
Reformed.
Reformed? Okay. Now tell me about all the schools you went to, starting with elementary and then through the colleges, if you can keep track.
Starting at age 4, I went to a kindergarten, this old Jewish lady, Miss Ruby. Now, most kindergartens are play schools.
Yeah.
For 2 years I went to her, and I really don't know whether this is a thing that the Jewish families do to give their kids an edge on the non-Jewish families, but I really think it is, because we studied, and by the time I entered the first grade, I could read at about a third or fourth grade level. So, I think that's...